Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a football Friday. Thanks for listening on the radio, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube. Thanks for listening to YouTube and watching, YouTube folks. Before we get to the top 5 of 5, did you guys see the little Eagles Instagram controversy thing yesterday with Devontae? Yeah. Did you see that?
No.
So, not controversy.
With Devontae, I was going to
yeah.
say.
Yeah. So definitely not a little controversy.
No. So...
What are y'all talking about?
So they posted, the Eagles on their Instagram, posted a bunch of the players in the Kelly Greens.
Yeah.
And the first one was Devontae. Mm-hmm. And our old friend Kenny Paul sent it to me, and he said, look at Devontae. And I was like, I don't see anything. And then he sent the eggplant emoji.
Huh?
And then I looked, and I saw that if you looked at Devontae's
I need to see the package.
Yeah, you could see what was going on there. And I believe they turned off the comments.
I think they deleted it.
Oh, they deleted the post.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure it's out there.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty clear. You know, it was pretty clear.
Yes. Okay.
Well endowed.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. Better than...
Listen.
Everyone gets the point.
We get the point. And love you two. Show has a reputation.
Okay, all right. Yes. Explode out.
Show has a reputation.
Me? It's not me.
That's not you.
Well, of course it's you.
Yes,
who else would it be?
But you love Kelly Oubre. Yeah,
I don't love him.
Now we're going to Devontae. Yeah,
I don't love him. No. Look.
Okay.
I'm a one-man guy. The top 5 of 5 is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions.
Each the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
Ah, the older generation. It's mostly 60 plus. Because you guys are getting closer, so I don't feel like it's fair lumping you in.
Damn. Well, you're talking about boomers.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Well, you are.
Because you guys are baby boomers, right?
No. Oh, my God. I can't believe we're doing this again. Baby boomers are boomers. We are Generation X. The generation of our parents are boomers.
Okay.
So who's the baby boomer?
You're just messing with me now.
Are you? So my parents are baby boomers.
No, he's well,
how
saying
old,
they're
how
saying.
Old are your parents?
Like 65-ish.
Yes, they're baby boomers.
Okay, so that's about them. Anyway, so the 5 things that baby boomers love more than anything. Number 5 is lecturing you about how much tougher athletes were back in their day.
Well, that's true.
It's a staple.
Well, they were tougher.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Chuck Bednarik played both ways.
Yep.
You know, when they traveled, they basically went on buses. They didn't get all the top.
They smoked.
They smoked during the games. You know, they played both ways. There's no load management back in the day. None of this nonsense. They didn't make the same kind of money as these athletes do today.
Come on. Is that bitterness. General bitterness.
Is a fair way to describe how they talk about the athletes of today.
It's easier for them.
Yeah, and it is. It is.
And it's more fruitful.
Yeah, and they're pampered.
Yep. See? That's enough to make you bitter.
Yep. See, you're getting there.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Back in my day, if a picture of me got posted on the internet showing my stuff, they wouldn't pull it down.
No, they wouldn't.
Yep.
They wouldn't be able to find it either.
Oh, hey.
Got him. Self-five. Nailed it. Yep. Anyway, the bro show.
Yeah.
Yep, we're back to that again.
Fourth thing that I guess baby boomers love more than anything is talking about how low the prices were back in the day.
Oh, well, hell.
Oh, wow. The gas used
5 years ago.
Yeah.
You don't need a boomer for that.
Seriously.
No, but even like gas was 50 cents. And the housing prices. You try to go buy a house today. We know what the prices are like.
Yep.
Every parent, baby boomer, is like, that's way too much for a house. It's like, well, what do you want me to do? You know? Like,
sounds like your parents told you pay too much.
Everyone. Yeah. But I feel like their parents also said that their parents said that they paid too much for their house.
They paid a nickel for their house.
Exactly right.
Their house is a nickel.
We're just trying to keep up.
Yep.
You know, we're just trying to keep up. I don't know what you mean to do about the prices. They're not the same as it was in 1980.
No, it isn't. It isn't. It's a good point. Yes.
Do you have a financial advisor?
Nah. Strictly vibes.
I got a guy for you.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Do I have to pay him?
Well, it just comes out of the, you never know, though.
You never know what.
You don't know what you're paying because it's just like a little percentage of the investments.
Okay. Okay.
You really don't have a guy?
I don't think so.
All right. I got a guy.
Well, you would know.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, no, I don't know.
Don't worry about it.
I'll talk to you after the show.
Yeah. All right. The third thing that baby boomers love more than anything is beating the traffic.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm part of that.
I'm sorry. This might be Generation X, too.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I'm trending towards it.
Yeah,
beating the traffic is almost as exciting as going to the game.
Yep. Beating the traffic is such a thing for me.
It is.
That I never do it, and I know it's not real, but the thought goes through my head in a movie. And there's no traffic out of the movie. There's 100 people in there. But I always think about, we're going to have to wait. I don't even like the traffic getting out of the venue. I'm not even talking about in my car.
Right.
The person traffic getting out of the venue is too much for me.
So you really like beating the traffic?
Yes.
I'm a beat the traffic guy, too.
Yeah. Well, I was.
I admit that.
The last time I remember the inside traffic is my wife and I went to go see John Mulaney at the Met. And the show ends. I don't know. Met holds 2,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody gets up at the same time. And it's just like,
oh, yeah.
Go!
Yeah.
Go! What are you waiting for? Go!
Spike wants no mingling.
No.
You don't need to sit around and discuss what you just saw.
No,
wait till
you get to the car. Talk about it then. Look, right there's 3 feet. Right. Go! Then I'll go down across the streets to go into a different aisle, and then I get stuck there. Go!
That is awesome.
Yeah, all right.
You're not a patient. Not in your repertoire.
No.
The second thing that the older generations love more than anything is giving bad advice.
This is really just about conversations you have with your parents.
Well, it's like, go tell your boss this. Go tell, that's not how it works anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. It's not like the 90s. You can't just be like, I want this. And they're going to say, all right, no problem.
You know what this is? Jack at home complaining that it doesn't have parking.
Well, yes, dude. It's always.
Tell your boss you need it.
Yeah.
All right.
100%.
That'll work.
That is a very real conversation. I'm like, I don't know what to do about the parking. And they're like, just go tell them that you deserve to be in the garage because you, it's like, that's not how it works. That's not how it works. It's unparalleled. It's unparalleled.
Sniff that out.
Yep.
Oh my God, you in this parking, man.
Yep.
My goodness.
I'm on the street, man.
And it's about to get cold.
I know. Well, unless you got your steps in, so I'm a coldsman.
Okay. Yeah. You don't mind the cold.
I don't mind the cold. But
what about the bad weather, the days that it rains?
Yeah, I don't know.
Even though it doesn't rain anymore here.
Yeah, it's been a while since it's rained. Yeah. No, I got a jacket in the car. It'll be fine.
All right. Well, then quit complaining.
Yeah.
It's not the walks. It's the cost. That's the
yeah.
I miss the perks. You know, I miss the perks. But the number one thing that baby boomers love more than anything is talking your ear off about the deal they just got.
They love getting a deal.
They love a deal.
Yeah, that's above me. I'm not a big deals.
Yeah, I'm not a big deals person.
I'm an anti-hasslesman. I will pay an extra little bit for less hassle. I don't want hassle. I just want it done. I'm not a deal guy.
Yeah, I'm not about to barter with you or haggle with you over a price.
Or drive, you know, eight extra minutes to save $2 or something.
That's my wife.
Yep.
I'm like, why would I drive all the way over to Costco's? It's gas money and everything else to get way over there. I just go to ShopRite.
Yes.
I like that you call it Costco's.
Costco's.
Well, that's a real Philly guy thing to do.
Yeah, I didn't ask for no reason.
Yeah, it's just Costco.
Oh, when I say Costco's.
Yep.
Are you thinking of Nick Costas?
No, Nordstrom. Oh, okay. I probably am thinking of Nick Costas.
Yes, I am.
Is this? It's not spelled the same. Costco's.
No.
It's C.
C. Yes. Costco.
Yes. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second and a half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDER or visit goguida.com. Even the price thing, the great deal thing, when we moved down here and we had to have all the stuff done to the house, that was one at a good price, but actually the thing that I just wanted more than anything.
Just want it done.
Done. No hassle. Don't want to have to make phone calls. Yep. Like, just want it done.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
215-592-9494. Oh, speaking of getting a great deal, you don't have to haggle with everybody at National Appliance Warehouse.
No haggling.
No haggling.
Price Assure takes care of it for you.
Yeah, it's an easy experience, too. Yes. Like, good listen. They also take the no hassle mantra at National Appliance Warehouse. So, National Appliance Warehouse. In tax-free Wilmington, Middletown, Delaware. That's where their showrooms are. This weekend, get down to National Appliance Warehouse. We've been talking about it. You're probably curious. Your kitchen's looking sad. You got to upgrade your appliances. And National Appliance Warehouse is the right place to do it for a couple of reasons. One, Spike mentioned the price. Tax-free Delaware helps, of course. They always have great savings events going on. But Price Assure is the piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store if it finds a lower price elsewhere. You have that. You also going to get the right appliance right in the name. National Appliance Warehouse. They better have good appliances. Well, they do.
This showroom's enormous.
It's 15,000 square feet, Spike, over 100 brands, Sub-Zero, Wolf, and Cove, all of them.
All of them.
Bang. And then on top of that, an industry-leading service team there to take care of you.
I'm sorry for yelling during the National Appliance
Warehouse. We always yell. It's about the excitement.
Yep.
Mark Stamack has built a difference-making culture at National Appliance Warehouse, one of the fastest-growing retailers in the Delaware Valley.
Jack, what if I wanted to quit this stupid job and just go work at National Appliance Warehouse?
Yeah, email Scott at NAWDE.com. That is Scott at NAWDE.com. Tell him Mike, Spike, and Fritz sent you. We're all people helping people.
Yep.
That's what we do here. So visit NationalApplianceWarehouse.com or stop by their Wilmington or Middletown showroom in tax-free Delaware and always tell them Fritz sent you.
Kurt in Philly. Kurt, you're on WIP. What's up, Kurt?
Spike, Brother Ike and the new guy, Jackie Baseball.
What's not up, new. Fellas? Why Brother
new.
Ike?
He's new because he's got a new show, and I listened to it the other night, and it was really good.
Oh, wow.
Is he turning around?
There you go.
Was it, was it his mail-in show last night where he asked people?
I changed it before I got on. I didn't do what word.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No, I changed it.
Me having to listen to it a night later because I can't get to my phone. But anyway, I'm really glad that the Odyssey app lets me replay stuff.
Yeah, the rewind function. Show. Yep.
Yeah, hey, quick thing, man. How you guys feeling about another victory this week?
I think we're all feeling pretty strong. We're going to give our predictions in about 15 minutes, but the fact that the Eagles are a much better team and they have the revenge thing going on and, you know, they played, you know, reasonably well last week. I think we're all feeling pretty good about a win.
Tell us how you feel, Kurt. How do you feel?
Oh, we got a lot going on, and we're going to tear it up. But what I want to hear is another Monday victory proclamation from Mike, and it's going to sound like victory.
Yeah,
hey, brother Spike, I'm going to get you some Bluetooth for your vocal cords.
That's brother Ike. Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
Anyway, yeah.
We're going to tear it up. I was wondering if you think that they'd be able to, for BG's return, maybe do a little light show like they did for Duran?
For BG's return?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think that's going to happen.
And he's been ruled out of the game.
He's not playing.
The crowd up. They're going to go crazy.
Yeah, he's not playing on Sunday, though. They ruled him out for this week. So his first game will be his first game will be the week after the bye.
Yeah, which will be in Green Bay.
Yep. What's that?
Give him a chance to get in football shape.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, could have saved money if they just waited one more week. He's getting a game check.
You know they suggested it, though.
You know they thought about it.
Why don't you get in shape for a couple weeks? Then we'll sign
the
contract.
We'll call you.
Yeah,
that's always a good thing. Yeah, we're going to go out and get our revenge, tear them up. And it was about this time last year where everything started cooking on defense.
Yep.
So it's definitely time to get in and crank it up. And N'Kobe Dean just came back around this time last year, too, right?
No, N'Kobe Dean was there the whole year.
Oh, I thought he went out on injury.
No, I mean,
at the end of the year.
Cooper DeGene missed the first couple of games.
Four games.
Right. And when he came in, he lit a spark.
He did. So,
good spark.
Maybe it's PG. Yeah.
Jalen's going to have to air it out until we get the run game going. But last year, everybody, near the end of the year, playoffs, championship game, Super Bowl, they stacked the box, brought in everybody that could to stop Saquon.
Yep.
So Jalen aired it out. And now this year, they've been stacking the box again. So, let's air it out until they get tired of it. And then at the playoffs, Saquon going to tear it up.
They tear him up.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Dude, you sound optimistic.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
All right.
We're not letting it go past that. We lit the fire last week. We're good to go.
Kurt, why don't you give us a good EAGLES Eagles on your way out?
EAGLES. Eagles.
Pretty good, brother.
34-17.
All right. There you go. 34-17.
Sounds like he's related to OK Andrew. Like, that sounds like OK Andrew's dad.
It was just a list of stuff.
Yeah. They're the best.
Yep.
Jalen's going to throw.
Yep. Calling Ike Spike, and then I correct him, and he's like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah, that's where I was like, hold on.
You want a little Bryce Harper note?
Sure.
A little Bryce Harper note? Mm-hmm. So thanks to the Phillies Tailgate Twitter account, does a good job of aggregating when people say things. And John Heyman wrote an article on the New York Post and had a note on Bryce Harper. Here is the quote from John Heyman. Harper was said by people connected to the Phillies to be, quote, pissed off over Dombrowski's comments, which were shockingly candid by today's usually sanitized standards.
Yeah, so there it is.
Bryce Harper pissed off, which I wonder if Dombrowski booked his foul territory appearance.
Just so he could clear it up.
Just so he could make a public statement talking about how much he thought Bryce was good.
Could have done it on this show.
Would not surprise me if that's what happened.
He actually could have done it on this
show. We could have done it here.
Yeah.
But foul territory, yeah, because apparently they've been hunting him down for years to get on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And he wasn't able to do it. Yep. Conveniently, 2.5 weeks after they get eliminated.
Yeah.
A week after the press conference.
Yeah, this is all, I mean, then the Heyman thing today.
Yeah.
So they're making sure they're covering all the bases of, you know, Because I think Dombrowski talked in that, but I don't. It's paywalled.
Oh, okay.
Which is annoying.
I have a New York Post subscription.
So I will dig in because I need to. I'm freaking out back here.
Okay? Well, I got to check in on my favorite teams. That's
yeah,
why I
know
the subscription. You know?
But by the way, like he can be pissed off. It could be a good thing. You know, like I mean, it could be. He goes out and plays well.
I don't get that.
I
don't get that. That's hopeful thinking.
Of course, it's hopeful thinking. Yes.
Listen, if he was already ticked off about the extension stuff, trying to publicly shame him or
calling him cooked,
demean him or what have you, I just hope they have a plan with this. This dude has been motivated since he was 15, 16 years old. He doesn't need to be publicly scrutinized to be motivated.
He does.
You do that for people who you think aren't trying hard.
Yes.
I mean, his thing was he was injured.
That was the story. I don't of all the criticisms I've had of Bryce, and there have been a few, there's never been one where I have ever gotten the perception that he is not working as hard as he can to be as good as he
can.
I think that the biggest criticism I would have of him this year would not be play, would be sort of
attitude.
The vibe was weird.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't, we didn't get the normal moments. It's not like he's a bundle of joy all the time, mm-hmm. but we do get the showman moments on the field.
Yeah.
And he didn't have really any of those.
I agree with that.
You know, there wasn't a moment where he looked fired up. Mm-hmm. I had mentioned a few times that I think it was the middle of the season that I was like, I want old Bryce back. You know, the pre-Philly Bryce, the hothead Bryce, because we didn't seem to get much of that. Now the hothead Bryce is just leaking things to John Heyman that he's pissed off about what Dave Dombrowski said. He's really grown up.
Should be a fun offseason.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's going to be a lot. There's going to be the good thing about the baseball offseason is that it's long.
Yeah.
The bad thing is that there aren't really any inflection dates where things happen like football and basketball where, free agency starts now and everybody signs or, you know, it just sort of, it's a slow drip with baseball rather than a shock.
Yeah.
Like it happens in other sports. Yeah.
Who's the guy who was with the Red Sox last year they moved on from?
Devers?
During the season, Devers.
Yes, that guy.
Yeah.
Because he had a bad attitude in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he refused to change positions, and they felt like they lied to him.
Yeah.
Where'd they trade him again? Giants.
San Fran.
Giants. Oh, with Tony V. Tony V's had his Tennessee press conference yesterday, and then he has his Giants one next week.
Mm-hmm.
So he called the decision selfish, but the right decision.
He did a Tennessee press conference?
Well, he talked to media for sure. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's an emotional lead.
Emotional. Yeah, he was there for 3 whole years.
Right.
I don't think it was 3 years.
It was 3 or 4.
No, I mean, he won a national championship 2 years ago.
Well, that would fit in the 3 year time.
No, but
I
think he's been there longer.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm going to let you figure it out
I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah.
I feel like I've heard about him more than.
Well, he's been around.
I'm just saying.
2018 he got there.
Okay. All right. My bad then. 5 years.
Seven years. But yeah.
Nah, 5-7. Who's counting?
Yeah, again. Yeah. Round up.
6-7. All right. We'll give our NFL picks for the weekend coming up and finish up with your calls on this Football Friday. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.